sisters and brothers, this poor beleaguered narrator, she of the bat. See? I'm sorry, let me start again. She of the battered wits, body intentionally sickened to nauseousness. Not that I'm making excuses, mind, but, I mean, well, my wits never could cut through dense stuff at first blush. So this is an abashed request for a replay of Terrence Hopkins' Asymptote Analysis, because I think it's an important discussion that I fumbled, stumbled on with maximum clumsiosity. Because if a proper understanding of it could bring us together, what could be more important than that? It's almost as if we're all coming together around this question of the nation. As our self-definition, as against the global state. Popper's fear of tribe dissolves in it, the nation defined as self-definition, as it can survive, welcome, and thrive in the expansion of our individualities and vice versa, right? At last, Marx and Popper can shake hands and as well come in the anarchists with Nicola standing by and the earth connected presiding. What Terrence Hopkins is saying, and we'll set aside whether he's also saying that Marx argues this as well, is that the terms according to which the global economic system works, quote unquote, tend toward, among other things, like we the people would add, the destruction of the planet, tend to make the nation state obsolete, i.e. we the people are controlled effectively both by the wage and the global economy. The point of states, from the perspective of power, is to subject us to the global economy, and for global economy, read total control of power. If it doesn't do this, as in the case in revolutionary uprisings of the people, they are proclaimed failed and ruthlessly destroyed. And by the way, in that light, the accomplishment of Fidel, of Hugo, is breathtaking. But of course, these guys, these power guys, they look long. They ain't done yet till we make it so. But the point of nations from the perspective of we the people, and expressed most strongly in those revolutionary moments, is to further our humanity. The asymptote, the tendency toward the abolition of the nation state, is simultaneously the tendency toward the total domination of power, and necessarily then means something different for them, for power, than for us. In a sense, this moment is the struggle for the outing, exposition, and explosion, the smashing of the asymptote, that vampire destination that's been clawing at us for millennia, forcing us on this wild ride, to total subjection to authority, to power. Marx, Popper, Kropotkin and Martin, Nicola, Zora, Fanny and Malcolm, Bob and Gorky, and all Earth connected globally, all our relations and all our love tends us to the same ocean. We are united in our rejection of the asymptote. We are united in our determination to thrive in the endless expansion of our individualities. Thought used the tools at hand to craft what it thought to be the best path away from the asymptote. But we, with Nicola's gift in hand, can see from a higher vantage, see that the possibility now exists to fully realize Nicola's gift. No half measures, no mincing steps in distributed and endlessly generative and absolutely self-determined human energy.